Welcome to the Essential Shift Podcast. My name is Laetitia Andrac. If you're a mission-driven entrepreneur looking to grow your soul-aligned business by blending strategy, practical tips, and spiritual wisdom, you're in the right place. Enjoy these conversations about the art of mastering essential shifts in all areas of business and life. Open your heart and mind to all the possibilities that are waiting for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a new episode of the Essential Shift Podcast, the place where business meets intuition. I am really thrilled today to dive into the fascinating journey where numbers and stars align with our business strategies. But before I get into today's episode around the energetics of business strategy, I am just going to give you a little bit of an update. For those of you who missed it, my brother arrived and surprised me immensely by being here from Nice, where he lives in the south of France. He went on a journey of 30 hours plane ride to surprise me and be with me for my 40th, which is happening on the 8th of Feb. So it is delicious. I am extended my holiday. I've already been on holiday with the girls being on school holiday since the 6th of December, so 8 weeks of school holiday. So I'm extending it with 2 extra weeks to be with him and spend time with him. While I am away, you still can enjoy the podcast. We have batch recorded a lot of episodes of guests and so on. So don't worry, you'll be served for the next 2 weeks on the podcast. And in the meantime, I'm also serving my community. So this is my top priority, serving my current client and my community while I am enjoying time with my brother. But I won't be as much visible on social media and all of those kind of things. But this is the beauty of having key foundations in my business, is I can enjoy 8 weeks and now 10 weeks kind of off the business. And then I have 8 extra weeks in June, July when I'm going in France. So it's kind of crazy. Especially when I was a general manager in strategy and so on and so forth in big firm, I couldn't do that. So I am really, really grateful. So let's dive into today, where we are going to explore the energetics of business strategy in the context of numerological and astrology and all of those kind of things. So whether you're listening to this while you're cooking dinner or taking a moment for yourself or driving or whatever you're doing when you're listening to this podcast. By the way, DM me on Instagram at essential.shift to tell me how you're listening to this podcast. But let's unlock the beauty of strategy and energetics together. So first of all, I would love to clarify to you, what do I mean by energetics of business strategy? Because a lot of you may be like, okay, great, Laetitia loves to carve new concepts. I'm very innovative, you know, the Aquarius in me. But I also want to go back and make sure we're talking about the same things. So what is business strategy first? So business strategy, the way I define it, is really about setting guiding principle. So it is really the guiding rail of your business. It's those elements that define and help you making decisions. A strategy is really how you will make decisions, allocate resources in accordance with this guiding principle. And that's where we call this the North Star. I love to call it the riverbank. It is really a good strategy. It's this clear roadmap with a set of guiding principles or rules, if that's easier for you. Maybe guiding principles is very consulting jargon, that defines really the action in the business, whether you as a CEO, your team member should take or not take, and the things they should prioritize or not to achieve the desired objectives, the desired directions, the desired vision. It is really important for you to understand what I mean by strategy, because a lot of people confuse strategy with planning. A lot of people, like, the strategy is really the guiding rail, the guiding principle. Okay? So now let's go into, what do I mean by the energetics of business strategy? That's why when I speak about this, The energetics is really the energy around what you're going to go after. So on top of the guiding principle, this energetics is how you feel about it. So this intuitive nudge, it's also the energetics that are within you. So understanding your own blueprint, your own energetic blueprint. So that's where I help my clients understanding their natal chart. So everything about astrology or their human design, if they connect more with human design, or Ayurvedic blueprints, so their doshas. So this is really where you need to understand your own strategy, which is something I help you also within the accelerator, which is something I help you if you're part of my circles, experience, membership, or if you work with me privately. But really understanding how your own intuition, your own energy works into the world. But it's also understanding the energy around you. But let's dive a bit deeper into your intuitive nudge and how it expresses your own strategy. Some of my clients that you've heard on this podcast, like Michael Roger, Fiona McKinsey, or Jane Warne, have all harnessed the power of intuition and energetics to achieve significant business growth, to achieve and go after their vision and their strategy. So for instance, Michael Roger, who you have heard on the podcast, who is a co-founder of Prop Hero, said, "We launched Prop Hero in a second country, Spain, only 6 months after starting the company. Logic was pushing us for not doing it, but we trusted our intuition and that there was a market opportunity. Fast forward 12 months later, Europe account for over 50% of revenue, and this helped us develop a playbook that allowed us to open a third country, Indonesia, despite being only 2 years old." That's pretty insane. I also have another quote that I gathered from another of my clients, Fiona McKinsey, which you've heard on the podcast, who is the CEO and co-founder of MyFitPro. And she says, "Following my intuition and charging what we were worth without feeling guilty resulted in 38% increase in monthly recurring revenue year on year." Pretty insane. And another one for you to understand the power of energetics and strategy in business is Jed Warne, who is the CEO and founder of Instagram Growth Club. And she says, "Trusting intuition does not come naturally to me, but listening to the wisdom within unlocked an increase of 88% in profit for my business." And you have more example in my book, Light It. If you haven't read it, like Light It is really where I explain the power of energetics of business strategy. But this is like to take you back to some key example and key quote around why the energy starts within, with your own intuition, and understanding how your intuition is speaking to you. That's really key. But then you also have the energetics that are around you, the energetics that are happening in the energy of the moment. And that's where I love to dive into numerology and astrology. So let me start with numerology and give you a bit of a rundown of what is the energy at the moment in numerology. And I facilitated a workshop which is called the Dreams Business Workshop. You can DM me on Instagram at essential.shift and I will share with you the replay where I dive into numerology and understanding what is your own path, what is your life number, and then what is your number for this year. So you can DM me on Instagram at essential.shift to ask for the replay and I'll send it to you. But let me dive now with the energy that we are all feeling this year with 2024. Because I don't know if you know, maybe you know, because you may have heard me saying that or you may have read about it, but 2024 is a number 8 universal year. And in my own interpretation of numerology, 8 symbolizes power, strength, and the manifestation of our visions. And this is where, for me, vision, strategy, North Star are quite similar. So what is your vision? And this is a moment to manifest it into matter by taking the aligned action for, the aligned actions towards it. So after the introspective journey of 2023, which was a year number 7, it is time for us to step into our power. It is about taking the inner work that you've done in 2023, all the experience, all the shadows that may have been emerging in 2023, and heal that to turn it into tangible success, working towards your strategy in 2024. So really important. And of course, in tarot, the 8 is a major arcana of strength, which is the embodiment of the number 8, I find. So this is what's happening in numerology. You can also find out what is your life path number. My own life path number is number 5. And what is your year number? For me, it's number 9. And if you're interested in finding that out, definitely DM me to access a replay of this workshop, where I guide you through the steps to find this out and also my own interpretation in numerology of the different numbers. So now, what is happening in 2024 in astrology? And I think it's very important to understand this, because I share in all my monthly energy update. You can sign up for free by downloading my free moon calendar. And then every month you receive an energy update. And this year I'm really ready to share beyond my email list about my knowledge in astrology. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you kind of 3 main events that are happening in 2024 and that are going to shape the energy around us. So I'm not going to go into each movement of the moon. For that, you can come and read my free energy update every month. I'm not going to give you every time Mercury is retrograde, all of those kind of things. I'm going to give you the 3 key elements that I took into account when planning in alignment with my biggest strategy, the year of 2024. So first of all, one of the major cosmic events that's going to shape 2024 is the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. So the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is happening on the 20th of April, 2020. And it is under the Earth sign of Taurus. And this is a very rare event. And the last time it occurred in Taurus was during World War II. And so it's really important to kind of know that this is a very powerful time. And it is a fusion of Jupiter's, which is a planet of expansion, the energy of expansiveness, abundance. And on top of that, it's in Taurus, which is all about stability, abundance, and the Earth's pleasure, with Uranus. And Uranus is a revolutionary spirit. So imagine Jupiter as a force of growth, ideals, and optimism, while Uranus is a spark of freedom, change, and innovation. And Taurus will be the anchor for stability, productivity, and enjoying the natural world's blessing during this time. So it is a potent mix. And I really want you to pay attention and look at what you've designed in your vision for this year, in your plan for 2024. Because as we navigate 2024, it is important to be aware of this planetary energy, because it will influence you. It will influence your business. So here is something to ponder. You may want to take your journal out and with this conjunction, understand how do you define true abundance? And with this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, you will understand that it is not just about financial wealth. It is also about finding the simple miracles of life. Really important, because this year it's all about focusing on creating real connections, exploring collaborative possibilities, and embracing a spirit of giving. And this is where I have shared with you in the 5 trends of 2024, these trends of connection. It is really an opportunity to grow spiritually and culturally and be accepting what is not yet understood. So you can reflect on this question. How has your identity and life been evolving since Uranus entered Taurus in 2019? And in 2024, how can you nurture and grow the seeds of true abundance in your life? You can pose a podcast and journal those 2 beautiful questions. And this will kind of influence your strategy in your business, because this is taking into account the energetics as well. Okay, the second big event, and you may have heard of it because it's something that has been shared quite extensively on social media, which is Pluto in Aquarius. So this is another major astrological shift in 2024. It's Pluto journey into Aquarius. And this is a significant turn in a new 200-year cycle, with an emphasis on the element of air, Aquarius. I am an Aquarius, as you know, and I am loving this new energy. So In 2024, we are going to have this energy with Pluto entering in Aquarius, which is really highlighting transformation and innovation. Pluto is known for its deep transformative power. And it began journeying in Aquarius in March 2023. It was very brief, and then it returned to Capricorn. But it re-enters Aquarius in January 2024, and it's going to stay there until August. So until August, you will have this energy of expansion as Pluto prepares for a permanent entering into the air element of Aquarius in November 2024. But during this journey, just watch this movement of Pluto being in Aquarius and asking us to dive deeper into this innovative, into this change, into being a rebel, all of those kind of things. Watch what is happening between now and November. Really watch what is happening. Really important. So, some reflective question. Again, you can grab a journal and write them down. I know a lot of people in my circle love my prompt when they attend my new moon circle, which you can join if you want to join and sit with us every new moon and understand about the energy of every moon, looking at astrology and all of those kind of things. But this is a prompt for you. In what ways can you engage with the most positive aspects of Aquarius energy in 2024? And now think about the spiritual dimension of your existence. How will you nurture it this year? Could be through personal ceremonies, connection with nature, finding your community to sit with, really preparing this shift, because Pluto in Aquarius is a soulful transformation. It is a new era. It's really going to connect you with the power of your ideas, the strength of your community, and the depth of your connection. Again, the connection is a focus in 2024. Okay, and the third key element energetically in astrology that I'd like to dive into it is Pisces coming again through a pilgrimage, taking us through a journey. We had a Piscean wave of energy which happened in 2022, and this is a comeback. And so we are revisiting the depth of our soul work that we started, in 2022. So during this journey of Pisces, when the cosmos dances through Pisces, it is going to bring for you a surge of emotional and intuitive energy. We will have, you know, the Sun, Mercury, Venus, Mars, all of that interacting with Saturn, Neptune, Chiron, and Uranus and Jupiter, and all of those planets. The nine powerful conjunctions are happening in Pisces. And Pisces, for those of you who are really new to my work and haven't heard me speaking about Pisces, is a sign known for intuition, depth, and emotional insights. And then we will have, so in the first half of 2024, we'll have nine powerful conjunctions happening in Pisces. And then we will have 13 conjunctions happening in Pisces. So a lot of Pisces happening in the cosmos for us. So really diving into intuition. And if you don't know about intuition, read my book, Light It. It's still available for you to buy in any platform. So really, this is an opportunity for you to see where the energy of 2022 has taken you and what new chapters are waiting to be written now. And again, when I mention the journey of Aquarius in Pluto and now the journey of Pisces through the cosmos and many planets, it's important also to look at your natal chart and where these signs fall in your natal chart. And if you're overwhelmed, you can book an intensive with me on my website, or you can DM me on Instagram and we can discuss how I can help you find out where it is in your natal chart. And I also run a course within the circle community, within the circle membership in March, about astrology. So if you're really interested in diving deeper into astrology in 2024, which all the energy invites you to do, please join the circle. So now take your journal, some prompts for you to help you with this Pisces pilgrimage for 9 and then 13 planets, is how the Piscean energy influenced your journey since its first wave in 2022. Which area of your life felt this impact the most? And as you navigate through 2024, how can you embrace these energies to further your strategy, your work, and your personal growth? Really taking a moment to journal on that, because this is the power of incorporating the energetics within you through your intuition that we mentioned in the first part, and then around you with the energy of astrology that are moving around you. And I use Western astrology, even though I know Vedic astrology. I find Western astrology through my lineage, so my family, but also Liz, with my teacher, who has been my teacher for over 4 years now, who is based in Switzerland, is Western astrology. And I find Western astrology being more aligned with my lineage. But this is an update about Western astrology. I forgot to tell you that. So now, how does it look like incorporating that in your business? I would love for you to take a moment and reflect on all those planetary movement, all of the energy happening, the number 8 and what it means for you. And from there, design your strategy for 2024. And design your strategy beyond 2024 in accordance to your life path, in accordance to your vision. It's really important to reflect on your own business strategy, because they are unique to you and to your own energy and how the energy around you impacts you. Okay? So for anyone who is ready to balance more numerology and astrology with practical business strategy, you can join the Circle membership and work with me in that space, or you can just book an intensive and I can help you find this out. The accelerator, I'm pretty sure when we will air this, will be sold out, because we only have one more spot as I record this, and we start on the 5th of Feb. So if one spot is available, please book it. Otherwise, you can join the waitlist. We'll run another one during the year. It's a very intimate group. We have 12 women only, and we dive deep into your foundation in business. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. Please take the time to leave a review, share it with a friend, follow the podcast. This is really helping me book amazing guests, and I have quite incredible guests planned for 2024. So please do that. It helps the show grow. Thank you so much. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for tuning into the Essential Shift podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, leave a review, and even give it a shout out on social media. You can find me at essential.shift on Instagram. Until next episode, blessed be.